Good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record. Call to order the staff conference for May 23rd. I'm Commissioner Tenola D. Brown Bland with the Utilities Commission. With me this morning are Commissioners Daniel G. Clodfelter, Kimberly W. Duffley, Floyd B. McKissick Jr., and Karen M. Cameron. In compliance with State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of our duty to avoid all conflicts of interest and inquire at this time whether any member has any known conflict with any item coming before us this morning. The record will reflect no conflicts were identified. We'll now proceed with public staff electric agenda item one.
Good morning. I'm Evan Lawrence with the Public Staff's Energy Division. Item one is an application by NC Green Power to amend its and expand its programs and offerings. The public staff has reviewed the request and recommends the commission issue an order approving the revisions.
All right, Mr. Lawrence, before we go further with this item, there are a couple of questions that the commission has. And the first one is, to the extent that these changes that are proposed by NC Green Power in terms of their programs and additional service are offered following our approval, how will the commission be informed about these changes? Is there a plan in place for that to occur?
I'm not aware of any formal filing process. We can certainly work with NC Green Power to find some filing process that would be just to notify the commission and the public if that is necessary.
And I realize you hadn't thought about this in advance, but if the commission were to consider this and desire to have some form of update reporting or to maintain some reporting, are there any public staff recommendations for the requirements? What we might need to know?
I don't know that I'm not prepared to speak on that at this time. I'm sure we will look into it and can make recommendations or.
All right, thank you. I see someone from NC Green Power is rising. Would you like to come forward and state your name for the record and tell us what you might have to add?
Good morning. I'm Vicki McCann. I'm Vice President of NC Green Power. Thank you, Evan, for presenting. We have attendance by Lynn Jarvis at each of our board meetings, which happens three times a year. We also present to the North Carolina Utilities Commission in our annual review. So hopefully that's enough information as we go along our processes to keep you all informed of any potential changes or additions that we're making to our program.
Thank you. And Ms. Jarvis, just for the record and for clarity, she is a member of commission legal staff. Is that correct? All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for bringing that forward. All right. I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we move this agenda item to executive conference.
Second.
All right. There's been a motion that we decide this matter in executive conference. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor? Any opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Now we'll move on to natural gas agenda item two.
Good morning, Sonia Johnson. Public Staff Accounting Division. This is Energy Efficient Tracker, the docket number G5 sub 644, the application for annual adjustment of rates under Rider F. Public Staff has reviewed and recommend for approval. We also would like to note that the public staff has informed the company that we've had some concerns regarding the allocation of costs between the rate classes, and that making an adjustment to address these concerns in this proceeding would result in no change in the proposed rates. But the public staff states that we have spoken to the company about the allocation methodology used in this case, and that we've come to an understanding that this is not going to be presidential for purposes of future Rider F proceedings, and that the company has agreed to this proposal. We recommend that the commission approve this and that the proposed order is attached to this agenda item.
All right, thank you.
Move approval of the staff recommendation.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that, but I also had a quick question.
All right, Commissioner McKissick.
Can you ask this question? I know you said that this would not set any type of precedent for purposes of dealing with future Rider F proceedings, but how was that formalized? Is that through emails or letters, or how has that been established?
Mike Manis, Director of the Accounting Division. Our communication with the company is through emails and discussion, and then we've formalized it in the proposed order.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Before we move on with the motion, Ms. Johnson raised the issues that the public staff had brought forth about the allocation of costs, and I assume that no annual filings on the cost have been made at this point. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Were the projected costs by the program, have they been provided to the public staff at this point?
They have.
Projected costs?
Yeah.
And on the Schedule C that was attached to the company's application, and in the monthly reports that are filed in the sub 634A docket, the company shows the total actual expenses incurred rather than a separate residential, commercial, and the common cost incurred. So paragraph 42 of the Rider F appendix requires that the company categorize the cost and expense information as a measure program at the measure program and portfolio level. Does the company plan to change its reporting format to show the separate class deferred accounts like the cut deferred accounts reports? And if not, why the difference?
They are in the process of changing the format of the presentation of the deferred account.
All right. And will it be to make those separate showings for the residential, commercial, and common cost incurred?
Yes.
I think there's also representatives of the company here this morning in case you want to ask them directly.
All right. I don't know who it is that wants to step forward for the company on that. Looks like it's Mr. Henson. But come forward, state your name for the record.
Hi, good morning, Commission. Kristen Athens with the law firm of McGuire Woods on behalf of Public Service Company of North Carolina. Today we have Mr. Byron Henson, who's the Director of Regulatory and Rates for the
company. All right. Mr. Henson, you've heard the questions. Why the difference if there was a reason, and does the company why hadn't the company provided the separate showings of the cost incurred, and are there plans to categorize expense information as in Appendix F?
Ms. Johnson was correct. We provide that on a monthly basis to the public staff, the residential commercial breakdown, but in our filing of the deferred account, we just summarize it. So she's correct. We're in the process of breaking that down more granular for residential and commercial.
All right. And and also categorizing at the expense information at the measure program and portfolio levels?
Correct.
All right. Are there any other questions? All right. We have a motion to approve the recommendation. And it's been properly seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? There being none, the motion passes. All right, next agenda item. Gas item 3. I believe there will be gas items 3 and 5.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I will be presenting items 3 and 5 today. My name is Neha Patel with the Public Staffs Energy Division. Item 3 is docket G9 sub 804, an application filed by Piedmont Natural Gas Company seeking approval for biannual adjustment of rates under Appendix E of its service regulations effective June 1st, 2022. The proposed IMR rate adjustments are shown in the table included in Public Staff's proposed order. Public Staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval as filed. Item 5 is docket G9 sub 805, an application filed by Piedmont Natural Gas Company for an adjustment of its rates and charges to track changes in its wholesale cost of gas effective June 1st, 2022. Public Staff has again reviewed the application and recommends approval as filed.
Move approval of staff recommendations.
Second.
For both items?
Yes, both items.
That was a second as to both items as well.
All right. Any question?
Is 4 being pulled from today's docket?
No, we just took 5 out of order.
Okay.
Any further discussion on these items? It's been moved and seconded that we accept the public staff recommendation in items 3 and item 5. There being no further discussion. All in favor? Are there any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we will have gas item number 4.
Morning. Thank you, commissioners. My name is Jordan Pappas. I'm an engineer with the Energy Division of the Public Staff. Item 4 is docket G5 sub 646, an application filed by the Public Service Company of North Carolina on May 13th, 2022, seeking authority to increase its sales rate by $1.0098 per dekatherm and to increase its transportation rate by $0.0098 per dekatherm, effective June 1st, 2022. The public staff has reviewed the application and recommends approval as filed. Thank you.
Move approval of staff recommendations.
All right, any discussion? It's been moved and seconded that we accept a recommendation for item 4. All in favor? Any opposed? And the motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on to communications items, public staff items 6 and 7.
Good morning. My name is Karen Proppen, the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Communications items 6 and 7 present interconnection agreements with American Messaging Services LLC filed by CenturyLink on March 31st. The public staff has reviewed these filings and recommends that orders be issued approving the agreements effective on the date they were filed. Public staff has provided proposed orders to the commission staff.
Second.
All right, all in favor? Any opposed? And the motion carries. Items 6 and 7 are approved. The commission has its minutes from the May 16th, 22nd staff conference.
Been moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor? Any opposed? And the minutes are approved. Is there anything else that anyone knows that needs to come before the commission at this time? Going forward, Ms. Edmiston of the public staff. Ms. Prophet, if you need to, you may step down.
Good morning, Lucy Edmondson, attorney with the public staff. I wanted to introduce a new member of our legal staff who recently joined us. This is Will Freeman. He is a native of South Carolina. He has a BS in accounting and finance from Florida State University. He got his law degree from University of South Carolina, and he has practiced litigation in North Carolina, South Carolina for over 20 years. We're really glad to have him.
All right, Ms. Freeman, welcome aboard to the North Carolina practice of utilities law. We're glad to have you, and we've gotten into doing this little thing, so I guess I'll say go Gamecocks. We have no problem with that. We're equal opportunity up here. No, we're glad to have you, you've joined a mighty fine group to work for.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Anything else? Ms. Edmondson, any shattering breaking news, as they say?
Not at this moment, but we'll let you know if something does come up.
All right. Then thanks, everybody. We will stand adjourned.